Targeting fuel facilities. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. Ukrainian officials say Russian forces blew up an oil depot and struck a gas pipeline as Russian troops target the country's second-largest city, Kharkiv. Meanwhile, Russia continues to face resistance in the capital of Kyiv on the fourth day of fighting.
And I think it's been a combination of stiff resistance on the part of Ukrainians and also poor logistics, poor planning by the Russians. A lot of reports of Russian military vehicles out of gas, Russian soldiers in some places out of food. But that could change. It could change quickly if we see airstrikes, if we see artillery bombardment.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Ukraine. The Kremlin says a Russian delegation is in Belarus for talks with Ukrainian officials. The invasion is a top priority as Congress returns to Washington this week.
Lawmakers were unable to craft a sanctions package against Russia before the invasion of Ukraine. That could change with war breaking out.
We want to be doing everything we can to say that President Biden has a green light to push back on Putin in whatever way, shape, or form he needs to, short of using military force.
Michigan Republican Peter Meyer says Congress passing sanctions would send a symbolic measure about Western government's resolve.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Former President Donald Trump spoke about Vladimir Putin at Saturday's CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference in Florida.
The problem is not that Putin is smart. Which, of course, he's smart, but the real problem is that our leaders are dumb.
Trump said he's confident the invasion would not have occurred if he had been in office. South Korea's military says North Korea fired a suspected ballistic missile on its eastern coast. North Korea previously halted nuclear testing after the start of the Winter Olympics in China. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The Big Easy is getting ready for the biggest party of the year.
A headline in cities across the country to the Big Easy, where parades are already underway. Let the good times roll for Mardi Gras 2022. The Carnival celebration and Fat Tuesday, ahead of Ash Wednesday and the Lent season leading up to Easter.
There's a level of excitement.
Vivian Friedman with the New Orleans Pontchartrain Hotel.
We have been preparing way in advance and we're fully staffed.
Over 80% of hotels booked in New Orleans this year. The city saying it has a relatively high vaccination rate, allowing the festivities to go on for the first full season of parades and parties in New Orleans in 2 years. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The pandemic is disrupting Carnival in Rio de Janeiro for a second straight year, but that hasn't stopped the partying. Thousands of people defied a ban on parties by dancing in the streets, even as police officers looked on. Texas is holding a primary election where parties could pick nominees for a number of statewide offices.
Texas voters will head to the polls by Tuesday of this week, which is primary election day. Early voting has been underway since February 14th. Party nominations are up for grabs, but Texas holds open primaries, and participating voters will be picking nominees for governor. On the GOP side, incumbent Governor Greg Abbott is seeking a third term, but is facing in-party challengers. The list of Democrats includes former Congressman Beto O'Rourke. Voters will pick nominees for lieutenant governor and attorney general, among others. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Afghan students return to Kabul University for the first time since the Taliban took over the country in August. There are new restrictions, including gender segregation and Islamic dress. But most were surprised to discover they could resume their regular coursework at the university. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.